Good afternoon. Let's go ahead and open the Insurance Committee hearing. We have six items on the agenda. Two of them are on consent. Number one and number two, SB 335 and SB 336. Number three and number five have been removed from the agenda or calendar. That leaves items four and number six. Let's call item number four. We'll start as a subcommittee, SB 575, Senator Liu.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. This bill, SB 575, will protect consumers and more specifically the elderly and their caregivers. It requires long-term care insurers to provide annual notification of the availability and the amount of contingent benefits to the insured and upon the insurer's designation at least one other person. This bill was part of a package of legislation recommended by the Senate Select Committee on Aging and Long-Term Care, which I chair, and I want to thank the committee staff for working with my office, the Department of Finance, and other concerned parties. I accept all of the suggested committee amendments beginning on page four of the analysis, including expanding the bill to include non-forfeiture benefits, provide that failure of an insured to return an election form shall be deemed a waiver, clarifying existing law and contingent benefits that do not lapse, allow insurers to notify the policyholder that they may request a statement of current value at any time, and permit the insurer to consolidate their biennial reminders. Consumers may be eligible for contingent benefits if their long-term care insurance premium rate dramatically increases and they don't have a non-forfeiture option. Consumers who are eligible for the contingent benefit option stop paying premiums and bank these benefits. Individuals who lapse their LTC policies do not receive periodic notification from the insurer that the benefits are available. And without notification, these individuals and families can easily lose track of the existence of the benefits, especially if the insured, suffers from cognitive impairment. These individuals and families likely end up paying for care or doing without when, in fact, benefits are available. So this notification will give seniors and their loved ones a clearer understanding of benefits available to help finance and provide long-term care. The bill is sponsored by the California Department of Insurance, and I think, I don't know if there are witnesses here to answer any technical questions, but I'm happy to ask for your aye vote.
Colleagues, any questions before we turn to witnesses in support or opposition? Witnesses in support. Witnesses in opposition.
You're still having lunch.
Trying to get in the door.
Hi.
Senator, thank you. Ted Angelo with the Association of California Life and Health Insurance Companies. And maybe your sponsors are held up outside because there's lines for other. I thought the other bill was up this morning. That was the one that created all the lines. So
it was.
So I don't know what's up this afternoon that's causing it. So I will curtail my comments to basically say the analysis of this issue has been substantial, and we appreciate you accepting those amendments. We think. And we are technically opposed right now, and we remain opposed, but we think we can work with your staff to address the concerns regarding streamlining the procedure that's in place right now. It's a complex series of requirements that is triggered when somebody elects a benefit because the premium is increased or it's conferred to them after a certain time frame, usually 120 days, I believe, by model law, where it's given to them. And on that notice, it would be easier to streamline a contact for an additional contact like there is in the current lapse notice, which goes out when you just don't pay your premium, but it's not reflective of a rate increase. So we're working with you and the committee staff, and we will come up with language that we think addresses all the concerns. We do have concerns, and the analysis reflected that about the actual value going out annually to every person that has this benefit. And so we will work with your office and the sponsors to look at that issue. But we think letting them know that they have the benefit every year and that they can call the insurer for information should suffice, rather than setting up systems to do that. But we will work with your office on that, and I'll leave my comments there.
Thank you for
working with the author.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And the supporters get to get their time in too, since they're here.
There we go. Great. Thank you. So can you tell me more concisely what would you need in order to support?
Virtually what's recommended in the analysis.
Okay, but haven't the amendments been accepted?
Yes,
okay.
We accepted the amendments.
Okay, so is that, that sounds like, has that been done to satisfy your questions?
Strictly as according to the analysis.
There is some nuance as to how the notice that goes out will be put together, because it is a little complicated with existing requirements, and we want to streamline that. The framework that's outlined in the analysis kind of gives some guidance as to how that could occur,
sure.
But it's not absolutely a template. So we're going to work on that to make sure.
And would Senator Liu, would you be open to this?
Of course. Yes. Right. Continue the conversation to make this.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Oh. Senator Mikowski, any questions? Sir, you joined us.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members. Robert Hurrell, Deputy Insurance Commissioner. Apologies for my tardiness. There are quite a number of people outside trying to get into this place, myself included. We are the sponsors of this measure. I want to thank Senator Liu and her staff for working so diligently with us. I'll cut right to the chase, because I know you want to get out of here to other committees. In the suggested amendments, which were accepted by the author, we have had a conversation with the opponents about continuing to talk about 6D. We don't want the consumer or their family, which is the case in many of these situations, to have to go through a sort of Kafkaesque situation to find out how much they've got. And that's the concern. We're committed to continuing to talk about that issue. We do feel like in other areas of our lives, it's pretty easy for me to go online, find out what I have in my bank account, call a number, find out exactly where I'm at. So especially in this area, when we're dealing with people who may have cognitive impairment, family members are intimately involved, or others, we just want to tread very carefully. But that's the one issue we want to continue to talk about. I think all the other suggested amendments, appreciate your work, Mr. Chairman, the work of the committee staff, and interested parties on this issue. Thank you very much.
Any other public comment? No questions? Seeing none, Senator Liu will take a vote as soon as we have a quorum.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I guess the fact that there's so many other people in here, it's ominous. They must be here for me. Mr. Chair, you have the con. I hope he doesn't need that.
Okay. All right, Senator Roth, you've got Senate Bill 696.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members. Senate Bill 696 represents a significant effort to modernize reserve requirements for life insurance policies. Reserves are assets, as you know, set aside by insurers to pay future claims. The current method is a rather simplistic approach, using standardized assumptions. That approach works well for simplistic insurance products, but consumer needs have changed, and insurers are offering life insurance products today to fit contemporary needs. Unfortunately, the current method does not always fit well for some products, and insurers may be forced to over-reserve for some products and under-reserve for others. The National Association of Insurance Commissioners has developed a new method known as principle-based reserving, or PBR, designed to right-size reserves for these products. The method incorporates a multitude of factors and some random variables and involves running numerous simulations under different economic situations in order to set reserves. Ultimately, it should allow insurers to offer a more flexible product at a lower cost. I ask you to join me and the bill's co-sponsors, the Association of California Life and Health Insurance and the California Department of Insurance, in supporting this new approach to calculating reserves. And I have with me some folks who may have something to say.
Great. What,
Mr. Vice Chair, committee members, Brad Winger, representing the Association of California Life and Health Insurance Companies. We are a co-sponsor of the bill. I have with me today from Pacific Life, Art Panangetti, who's been intimately involved in the development of PBR. He's here to answer any questions you may have. This, as Chairman Ross said, is a modernization of how reserves are calculated and valued. That doesn't happen very often. The NAIC has been working on this for about 10 years now, and it is being enacted throughout the nation. It's important for California to move forward to this with this so that it will ultimately become operative. And what it does is in right-sizing reserves, we think it allows for better pricing and for more modern and flexible products. It comes with a lot of oversight from the Department of Insurance. That's why there's funding in the bill for more eyes to be on this. It's, as I said, 10 years in the making, and it all revolves down to where it's gonna be controlled by a valuation manual. This is the first draft of, or many drafts have gone in to it, but the valuation manual is right here, and it's quite complete. And also, it's on a prospective basis, so it only applies to products going forward. Has the full support of our association and our membership. As I said, Mr. Panangetti is here to answer any actuarial-type questions.
If I could just take a moment here, because we do have a quorum, so if we could take quick, I'd appreciate that.
Here.
Gaines.
Here.
Gaines here. Berryhill.
Here.
Berryhill Hill. Hall. Hernandez. Lou.
Here.
Lou here. Mitchell. Mikoski.
Here.
Mikoski here.
Great. And we have the gentleman from Pacific Life.
Yes. Art Panagetti, actuary of Pacific Life.
Good. Were you going to make comments, or is that?
He's here.
He's just here if we have questions. Okay.
Anything right, in the 200 pages.
Mr. Vice Chairman and members, Robert Harrell, Deputy Insurance Commissioner for the Department of Insurance. We are, in fact, the co-sponsors, as Mr. Winger pointed out, with ACLIC. I'd like to thank the chairman for authorship of this bill. We've worked very hard, both with our staff at NAIC over the many years that this has been in development, and since this bill has been introduced, to make sure that we have a system that is more, makes more sense, is based more on the individual experience of the company as opposed to what has historically been referred to as more of a one-size-fits-all formula. In the course of doing that, we also want to make sure that there are sufficient resources for the department to monitor this properly. We don't want to get into a situation, as happened in some other industries, where folks are so far behind the curve that they're not aware of what's going on. Mm-hmm. And so that's been the sort of delicate balance that we've been working with our co-sponsors, ACLIC, and the author's office.
That's great.
And I would should note, Mr. Vice Chair, I do not speak actuary, but I am taking night classes and hope to learn the language of actuaries soon. But we have been working very closely with our team on this. It's a very complicated issue that I won't pretend to understand all the depths of, but we've been working together very well on this.
Wonderful. Thank you. And we have a question of by Senator Wachowski.
So it's clear with me, when I renew my life insurance policy, is that new business or is that, or if I make any alterations to the current policy that I have, is that calculated for purposes of PBR? Is that new business or would that be under the old regime?
No, that would still stay under the old regime, okay. Only brand new.
Brand new policy, okay.
Great, and could you, we've got one more witness, excuse me.
No, I think Mr. Vice Chair and members, Chuck Cole on behalf of Prudential, I'd like to thank Senator Roth and the department and ACLIC for their leadership on this issue.
Okay, these are witnesses in support. Yes.
Chairman, members, thank you, Senator Roth, for bringing the bill. Thank you very much for the both majority and minority staff work on this. I'm Mike Maddock, representing USAA, and this is a very important bill for our military and veterans members, and we appreciate all the efforts on behalf of our members, including the Department of Insurance staff and the commissioner. Thank you all.
Right. Thank you.
Tom Bunn, on behalf of the American Council of Life Insurers. We're in support, and I want to thank all the people that have been thanked before.
Fantastic. Any other witnesses in support? Okay, we have a motion. Any witnesses in opposition? Any questions of the committee? Let's go ahead with roll call vote.
Aye.
Gaines,
aye. Berrio?
Aye.
Berrio, aye. Hall, Hernandez, Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Witkowski?
Aye.
We have 6 votes, and we'll keep that roll open.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair, members.
Okay. Right. I'll let him.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Berrio?
Aye.
Berrio, aye. Hall, Hernandez, Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Witkowski?
Aye.
6 votes. We'll keep the roll open. Let's take up the consent calendar. Is there a motion? It's been moved. Call the roll.
Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Berryhill?
Aye.
Berryhill, aye. Hall, Hernandez, Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Witkowski?
Aye.
Witkowski, aye.
We'll keep the roll open. That concludes the calendar for today and the Insurance Committee. Thank you for attending.
Are we going to hold it open?
We're holding it open.
Okay, I'm going to email her.
whatever the bill is.
Consent bills. SB 335 and SB 336.
This is the consent calendar. Call the roll.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. And the next one is SB 575.
This is Senator Lew.
Senator Lew's bill. Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. That's 7 votes.
Both are sufficient for passage.
Mm-hmm. And the last bill is SB 696. Roth. Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. And it has 7 votes.
7 votes sufficient for passage.
All of them have 7 votes.
That concludes our hearing for today. Thank you.